Hey, this is Brian Parker coming at you with a new video on a very common subject that I did a video on many moons ago. So this is going to be sort of like default judgments and set aside motions 2.0. What I mean is clients often meet me for the first time after they, and I've been there myself, I've stuck my head in the proverbial ostrich hole. After they've let something go, they've been served, and now they've got a default and even a garnishment now. And that's when I first made contact with them. It's the worst place to be in, and I often feel so sad when someone comes to me with like an LVNV funding case or some really bad MCM, and it says, you owe $11,000, and I know I could have got them out of the whole thing and eliminated it before the default. So I always talk with clients in terms of what side of the default are you on. And commonly when someone comes to me with a default, meaning that the case has been defaulted, they didn't answer, I got to dig them out of that. And my job is really hard, as yours is, because there's very few options. Understand what a default is. The default, which turns into a default judgment, does two things. Number one, it clears the docket, meaning case closed. That's it. Case is over. The default judgment gives the other side money damages, in some cases 21 days later from the default. In a lot of courts, the default and default judgment set aside at smaller courts on the same day. And that's, the client gets this default judgment for several thousand dollars. And in some cases, they come to me, you know, actually quite a lot, where they were never served the lawsuit. So what's to be done? Three tips you should remember. Best thing you can do, the first tip is go to the court when you find out you've been defaulted and take a look at the court file, specifically the proof of service. Proof of what? That you were served, how you were served. Let me put up on the screen what a proof of service looks like. And this is what, this is the officer saying, I serve Bob or Susie. And sometimes they'll say, here's what he or she looked like, or, and this is the time it was, what date, and what actions I took, and I got him to sign it. By the way, never sign a proof of service. Who are you helping? So why are you signing? Anyway, take a look at it, Shazam, and that's your basic proof of service. This person actually did a nice, neat job. A lot of times, just chicken scratch, and you, even the court's got to go, I don't know, maybe they were served. So pull the court record. Most important document is the proof of service, and that'll tell you how and when you were served. And if you know you're in Barbados on the date they claim to have served you, got them. Number two, know the rules of your state before setting aside a motion, a default. Why are we setting aside a default? Because under the court rules, when a case is closed, you don't have a right. You may have the perfect defense. It's not my debt. Identity theft. You can't use that defense because you let it default. You're not allowed to make an appearance in that case, but for one reason. Number one, that is a motion to set aside the default. So know the rules. Know what the case is about. If you don't know because you truly weren't served, that's great. Number three, here's sort of a backwards way of doing this. I want you to do all the work necessary to win your motion to set aside. Do the motion, and you're going to see what I'm going to tell you. Do the affidavit, and then don't do anything with it. Present it to the collector and say, here's how I got you. You may want to save yourself a lot of time, heartache, and money, and let me out of this. That may do it, and you don't have to go to court. So if they are claiming you are personally served and you know you weren't, or if there's a alternate service of process, meaning they're gonna claim they weren't able to serve you, so they went to court and the court gave them the right to do alternate service. Depending on what that is in your state, it's usually sticking on the door, sending it by certified mail generally, or some states allow just certified mail and didn't answer the lawsuit, but it's rarely rare because the underpinning part of serving someone process, you're serving them due process, which is the bedrock and foundation of our Constitution. A default is defined as something where you, case closed. Believe it or not, 80 to 90% of collection lawsuits end up in default. I work in that 10% and I'm trying to spread it out. But that great case I keep talking about, Maisie Green versus PRA, that will give you a great detailed analysis of how we go from one space to how the case ends and all the discussion on assignments. But they also talk about the 90% theory, that most collection lawsuits, 90% of them are defaulted. Anyway, by the way, default debt collector law firms love defaults. In my early career, I'd see they'd file cases for under $1,000. I go, what's the point of that? Because in 5 years, that's worth $3,000 to $5,000 on a default. And if things are getting 90% default rate, they're making a lot of money. So it's an annuity. It's an annuity for debt buyers and collection law firms. So, what's to be done? The main thing is timing is everything. If you get to default, a set-aside default, in other words, you're filing your set-aside default motion very quickly to when the date was set. For example, Michigan says that generally if you get it done, you file a motion to set aside within 21 days, the court's going to set it aside. It wants you to have your day in court. Now, if it's 6 months out, it's a different set of rules and sometimes a different prism you have to go through. So in some cases, you cite irregularities. If it's close to the time that you were defaulted, you can say, I didn't get the lawsuit, so nothing. In other cases, you've got to say the following. I was not served, or I didn't answer for a good reason. And if I was to get back in court, if you set aside the case, Your Honor, and I no longer have a default, I would have a good faith way to win this case. You've got to allege that in your affidavits in some states. So look for that. I say do as much as you can in your affidavit, belt and suspenders. So timing is everything. For example, when you're setting aside generally a default in Michigan, you've got to have a good and legal reason for ignoring the lawsuit and a meritorious defense. In Florida, you've got to demonstrate excusable neglect, meritorious defense, and that you also had, this is another thing, which is all the same thing as Michigan's, due diligence. When you found out about it, you immediately went to court to set it aside. And that's often the rub. Clients will come to me and they got the default in January, now it's March. I got to get moving along because courts don't like you to take your time. Because if you were so wrongfully defaulted, you would have jumped right on. This is the theory. And it's a good theory. In New York, for example, they say you have to have a good excuse for not appearing and a valid defense to the lawsuit. I think you can see the theme through each state. It's got a good reason for not answering the lawsuit, didn't receive it, or something happened. Or number two, you got a good excuse to get out of this. And there's also this due diligence, whether it's said or not. For example, in Michigan, they say get it done within a year and you've got better chances. After that, you have to extraordinary circumstances. So I'm going to give you a really cool thing right now. This is what was filed against my client as a proof of service. Shazam. So in this case, I'm going to read it. It's kind of fun. They say my client is a 60 male Caucasian, height 5'7", weight 240. All right. Balding and glasses. Now look at the truth. This is my client's response. And where I'm going to this is you have to do the number one thing that Park Roy says in his other lawsuits is, that's right, the default affidavit. So it's not a counter affidavit per se. It's your default set-aside affidavit. And you know what? I'm going to put a bunch of examples for you on my membership website so you can see that. Also going to put a bunch of motion to set-aside examples on my membership website, all in Word, so you can use them for your state. I'm not telling you how to practice. You be you. But check this out. Now here's my client's response. And this is true. In fact, let's put up, if we don't have, Cindy, I hope you kept it up. There's Shazam what the process server in my client's case said, and then he came to me and said, I wasn't served this. Here's his counter response. And laughingly, he doesn't live at the place. He's 33, so he's not 60. He's Cuban American with non-Caucasian skin. I asked his permission to say that. He's 5'9", and I know him. He's rail thin. He's 170 pounds. He has got some of the greatest hair. He's got a ponytail, so he's not bald. And he doesn't wear glasses. He's a young guy. He's only 33. So that happens. You can see both what the process server said when he personally, he's saying he personally served my client, my 33-year-old, 60-year-old looking client. And then this is what my client said in a sworn affidavit. So what I want to show you here is this is what you do. I do, you do. You put in what the process server said right in your affidavit, which is the mainstay and the basis of your set aside. Judge, it ain't me. And here's who I am. I added a picture. So get your client's permission, or get yourself permission, and put a picture in. It goes a long way. Another good reason to pull the paperwork, because if you find out that they served at the wrong address and then told the court you didn't answer the lawsuit, two things are true. You're going to do well setting aside your default and default judgment. Number two, you have a case against them now, because if you, under the FDCPA 1692I, were served in the wrong district, so you're being sued in the 35th and you live in the 29th, you got a case automatically. You got money coming. So that's a bargaining chip. That's another thing you present the debt collector before you file your actual motion. Because you want to take, and I maintain this, you have the perfect case of for anything, lawsuit, whatever it is, don't put it in front of a judge's hands. She may not see it that way, or she may see it exactly the way you see it. But why take chances? Keep it with the parties if you can settle it. In a sense, the debt collector is becoming a judge of the value of what you have to say. That's okay if you know you got a pretty strong argument. So don't immediately file with the court unless you have pressing time considerations. Now, when I talk to you with my next video about getting rid of garnishments, in some cases, you've only got 14 days to get off the stick, whereas filing a motion to set aside, which is the basis of the garnishment, well, that has a longer time limit where you can hem and haw. You can take a whole year. But the way those two interplay, it's better if you get it filed as soon as possible, unless you're negotiating. A default is the head of the snake. A garnishment is the body of the snake. You got to cut off the head. So you can fix that garnishment and get it objected to and get it removed. It's still a default that they can just do the same thing again. But we'll talk about that later. So you're going to pull the paperwork, right? Check it out. Look for irregularities. See why you did not answer the lawsuit. If it's legit. The best answer is, I never received the lawsuit. Due process. Or you received the lawsuit and you weren't able to answer. And this is a common thing. Check this out. Clients will commonly call the debt collector and go, hey, I want to work this out. The debt collector will hem and haw and take their time, make a BS offer, and just string them along until the 20 days or the 21 days or the 30 days is over, then cut off communication and default them. So an excuse and argument is to say, Your Honor, I was attempting to work this out, and they went and defaulted me. So keep your emails, keep information if you do that. It's a common thing where you get defaulted, and you call the collector. So you're not a bad person or anything. You're just trying to resolve this for as little as possible. But look for their seriousness. If they hem and haw and keep delaying and you go, here's my offer, and you wait 5 days and you got to call them, answer that lawsuit. So that's a very common thing. So the key tips again, go to court, pull the file. Know your state rules. You're doing a set aside motion to set aside default. Do the work. Look at Maisie Green. Look at your proof of service. Did the process service say the guy's got brown hair, green eyes, and 6 feet tall? And you know you're looking like Danny DeVito. Boom, that's going in your counter affidavit. And you have to talk in your counter affidavit or your affidavit for default set aside about, yeah, I'll win this case if I just get my day in court. I always use the words, I just need my day in court. Judges get that. So, and remember, know your rules. The sooner you file this, the better. And present the collector with what you got, and you're likely to settle this without having to go to court. I have attached to my member website, the show notes, so there are instructions for you. Also, examples of motions to set aside from different states. Also, a counter affidavit. This one I just showed you before with the difference. I'll put that in there for you. I'll put a couple of more. I've got a Discover Bank there, so you can use them. They're great templates. And I hope this default judgment set aside class 2.0 is helpful. Love, like, subscribe. Let me know if there's anything I need to do or do better. Check out my membership website at collectionstoppersolutions.com. And let's rock and roll this. You can set this aside. Just check out the timing. Check out your notes, check out your reasons, and check out your ability to win this case. Again, most courts require you to say, I can win this case if you just give me my day in court. But they do it legally, but that's essentially what they're saying. Okay, hope that helps. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you.